Britain, too, stressed the importance of humanitarian aid, committing more than $7 million for medical supplies, communication tools, and body armor for those not directly involved in the fighting.
The risk of doing nothing is we see more butchery in Aleppo, more butchery in Damascus, in Homs, in Hama, elsewhere. That is what is happening.
In Washington, more sanctions against the regime and its allies, including Hezbollah. The U.S. says the Lebanon-based militant group has provided training, logistical support, and advice to the Assad regime.
You know, we are committed to take every step we can to isolate the regime, starve it of resources to finance its brutal crackdown on the Syrian people.
All the sanctions, talk, and promises of aid haven't stopped the bloodshed in Syria, but politicians continue to try. The U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Turkey tomorrow, meeting with members of the Syrian opposition. And Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister will travel to a refugee camp in Jordan.